God loves you perfectly, and He makes no mistakes about it. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I'm a proud middle child. I'm proud of the self-reliance and steely determination I developed from all the times I've been accidentally left at home, at the store, or at church when I was growing up. Now, if you're a middle child, what's your experience been like? Today, we're going to hear from Emily Tenter, a verified middle child, and today's writer for Not Forgotten. Any other middle kids out there? I'm a middle child. Not the exact middle, but I'm number 3 out of 4 kids. My older 2 siblings were very outgoing when we were young, and my little brother was the baby of the family. So all 3 of them received a lot of attention. And then there was me, somewhere in the middle. I was a really quiet kid, and it wasn't uncommon for my parents to lose track of me. I can't count the number of times they drove away from church on a Sunday afternoon without me in the vehicle. The worst Where's Emily moment we experienced was when they left me at a soccer field after one of my little brother's junior soccer matches. My mom thought I was my dad's car, my dad thought I was my mom's car, and I watched in horror as both cars drove away without me. I was probably 8 years old at the time, and I had to ask a stranger to borrow their phone to call my parents and tell them they'd left me behind. And the kicker? My family got all the way home, unloaded the cars, and went inside the house and still didn't notice I wasn't there. My family loves me. I don't want you to think otherwise. And I have a wonderful relationship with my parents and all of my siblings. But being forgotten by the people who are supposed to take care of you, well, it stings. Something I realized at the ripe age of 8 was that my family is not perfect. My parents, even though they love the socks off of me, made mistakes. They messed up, and I felt hurt in the process. I felt like they didn't know me and therefore didn't care. It affected the way I viewed my worth as a person. That's why, when I got older and found Psalm 139, it felt like fresh new air was being pumped into my lungs. God knows me, and He loves me perfectly. Every moment of my life, every tiny, insignificant detail, God knows it all. My thoughts, the hairs on my head, when I sit or stand, God knows and cares. In every day of my life, He has been with me. Even on that awkward ride home in a strange family's minivan after my brother's soccer game, it wasn't as sketchy as it sounds to ride home with a stranger, I promise. Even there, God was with me. And He has the same perfect, capable, knowledgeable, and trustworthy love for you too. So let's talk about this a little more. When we feel unseen, how could it be helpful to remember how God sees us? Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 139, verse 1, "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me." And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Psalm 139 and Luke 12, 6 and 7 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And do you love Unlocked and want to show it? Well, you can grab some merch like t-shirts and water bottles from our store. Every purchase supports Unlocked and helps us continue creating content that brings you closer to God. Tap the store icon in the Unlocked app or visit shop.keysforkids.org to check it out. Come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. You may have heard the gospel hundreds of times and it might have lost its impact, but she's going to take a minute to refresh how amazing it truly is. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.